It's the final week of the season, and mercifully for Commerce, it's the last. Hello, everybody. Terry Bennett, Grant Goodwin here on Sideline to Sideline as we take over the big Friday night scoreboard program on your station, 88.9 KETR, as it's time to talk a little bit of last week football. And I know Commerce has had a really bad season, but there's some teams around the area, Grant, that are fighting for their playoff lives or fighting for seeding.
Yeah, like you had said, it's the final week of the season for a lot of teams, but not all teams. And like you said, yes, a lot of district championships up for grabs tonight. More importantly, seeding up for grabs in a lot of these. The Sherman-Denison game, though, is huge. For
yes, it is.
Teams.
Well, because of the rivalry in itself.
Yeah, I like Denison in this game by, you know, two touchdowns.
Yeah, I do, too. I mean, you know, Sherman, nice bounce back from where they've been the last couple of years. But two of their wins have been against Wichita Falls and Braswell.
Right.
Two teams that are combined 1-18. Right. So, yeah, I like Denison. And I do think Denton. I think it'll be Denton, Ryan, Denison, and Wichita Fall Riders. It was 40-36. It's not like the Braves went out and blew out the Tigers. It was
close. No, but, I mean, look, Gunner's the best team in this region. Gunner is the best team in this region.
I'm not saying you're
wrong. I think Leonard's one of the top 15 teams in this region, but I think there's a big disparity between the number one team in the region and number, 15, 16,
in
17.
The region?
Yeah,
in the region. I think Leonard's like number two or three in the region.
Yes, Kevin, so we need those silk KTR t-shirts.
Oh, wow, I like those. Silk pajama bottoms. Let me get that spit out. All right, that's going to do it for this week and the last week of the regular season. I want to remind everybody you can follow us on Twitter at Grant Terry. Like us on Facebook, Sideline to Sideline. Email us, Grant and Terry at LoneStarGridiron.com. Until the playoffs, he's Grant, I'm Terry. You've been listening to Sideline portion of the big Friday night scoreboard program on your station, 88.9 KETR.
I remember my senior night, Eric. It was kind of had my parents walk me down, and there was kind of a sadness in the air because it's the last time you'll be at your home field. And unfortunately, of course, these seniors will not be moving on to play a playoff game, as Commerce did not qualify for the playoffs this year. Neither did Quitman, so we have a fierce battle for bragging rights mainly, but it's going to bring out the best in both teams. What if Rockwall loses and Mesquite Horn wins? Then it's a three-way tie between Rockwall, Horn, and North Mesquite for two playoff spots. Horn would make the playoffs then on points tiebreaker, which will only be used because the three teams would all be 1-1 against each other. If North Mesquite beats Rockwall by 10 points or less, Rockwall would be in the and North Mesquite would be out. If North Mesquite won by at least 11, North Mesquite would be in and Rockwall would be out. Look how confusing that is. That's what happens when you have all these teams so closely together, especially at the end of the season. Some scores from across the region as Mineola leads Winsboro 7-0, and Princeton leads Anna 7-0. Back to Kevin Jeffries and Jarmark Dempsey live in Memorial Stadium.
Commerce Tigers football on KETR, supported by the Duncan Insurance Agency and Germania Insurance.
Some scores from last night as the Rowlett Eagles beat the Garland Owls 48-6, and a close one. McKinney North Bulldogs take down Little Elm 45-44. Now back to John Mark Dempsey and Kevin Jeffries live from Memorial Stadium.
That's a 65-yard drive and 9 plays for Commerce.
Sherman lead in Denison 23-14 in the second quarter. Lakeview Centennial up 10-7 over Neiman Forest. Tyler Lee leads John Tyler 14-7. We have Rockwall Heath up over Mesquite Horn 21-14. Saxey is pitching a shutout over South Garland 43-0. Allen is beating Wiley 28-0. Rowlett beat Garland last night 48-6. We have McKinney Boyd up 21-7 over McKinney. Welcome to the Big Friday Night Scoreboard Program, live here on 88.9 KETR and streaming live on KETR.org. I'm your host, EA, with, of course, my partner in crime, Eric Meza.
Hey, EA, that was a great night, great game tonight.
Yes, it was, and, of course, DJ VK making it sound perfect as usual.
What's up, guys?
But the night was all about Isaiah Askew as he Had 14 attempts, 181 yards, 2 touchdowns. Shields added in another 10 attempts, 91 yards, and 3 touchdowns. And Thomas with 3 attempts, 49 yards, and another touchdown. They win big 48-13. It was a big win. They get their first district win, Eric. But let's get some score updates. I'll start off with some 6A scores right now. And Denison beats Sherman 35-30. And by the way, Denison will now clinch a playoff spot. They will face Saginaw Boswell and Class 5A's Division II Region 1 by-district game at North Texas, which is at Apogee Stadium, 7 p.m. on Friday.
Forney thrashing North Forney here in the third quarter, 34-6. Rivercrest on their way to 10-0 as they're up on Wolf City in the fourth, 28-8.
A final from earlier, Van Alstine defeats Pilot Point, 42-31. Wiley East with the surprising win, 20-9 over Highland Park.
John Tyler beats Tyler Lee, 49-28. You have Mesquite Horn in a tight game over Rockwall Heath. Yeah, there's still a minute and 44 seconds left. Mesquite Horn, 47-42 over Rockwall. Longview over Mesquite, 62-7. I believe we have a caller.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes.
How are you doing? What's your name?
Steve.
Hey, Steve. And what do you got for us?
Just got through watching the Commerce Tiger game over here and saw that Jacob Head went in as quarterback. Looked pretty good. I wanted to know where he'd been all year.
Well, yeah, he came in and played very well, and we can't forget about Shields. Of course, Shields has played well all season as well. This is going to be a young team, and I know, Jared, you've followed this team a little closer than I have. From looking at Commerce, what can you tell the caller about the quarterback situation?
I'm just going to say that he looked good. I'd like to see a lot more of him.
When we come back, we're going to get you some more score updates and get you caught up with all the playoffs and years. This is the Big Friday Night Scoreboard Program, live here on 88.9 KATR. Welcome back to the Big Friday Night Scoreboard Program, live here, 88.9 KTR.
All right, well, the final score is now final. Harmony has taken down Lone Oak 75-47, and one that we're still following here with 5 minutes left in the fourth, Clarksville ahead of Cumbie 55-50.
They have clinched a playoff spot with a Cattle Mills 21-12 win over Bonham. We have Terry from sideline to sideline calling in to talk about the playoffs.
Hello, Terry. How are you doing?
How you doing tonight?
We're doing great. We're enjoying a playoff high school football style, and it's getting exciting reading all these matchups. What do you got for us?
Well, I just kind of wanted to explain to y'all on the tiebreakers. That's a district by district how they set them up. That's not the UIL.
I believe we have the caller. Hello, caller. How are you doing?
Hey, sir. Just calling to update the score, give you the final of the Cumbie at Clarksville game.
All righty. What is it?
It's Cumbie 50, Clarksville 55.
We'll be right back with more scores, more updates, and, of course, playoff seedings all here on 88.9 KETR.
Melissa beat Community 44-22.
All right.
That caused a three-way tie for fourth place. All the teams at 1-4, Bonham, Caddo Mills, and Community.
Superman did play high school football. You brought that up earlier. What if Superman played high school football?
Well, according to our BJ, he says he was the water boy. So,
now in Smallville, he actually played and was the star, but the role with his Earth parents was he could never use his power.
Well, guys, we're having a great final week of the regular season, but it's the playoffs. Just to let you know, though, we'll be seeing, you'll find out soon, very soon, if we will be doing a game of the week in the playoffs here on 88.9 KETR. Stay tuned to Facebook and Twitter, and of course here live on 88.9 KETR. I'm your host, EA, for Jared, for BJ, for Eric Meza, for DJ PK. Have a happy Friday.